This podcast is about what forms of assets would be wise to consider for a collapse event. With so many things happening right now, with global de-dollarization on the rise, gold prices absolutely spiking, Bitcoin prices at record highs again, and probably going to continue to climb, and with billionaires buying farmland, ammo prices rising because of a global shortage of gunpowder, and inflation across the board when prices are represented in, you know, the dollar currency, a lot of people have the same question, like, where should I put assets? Now, of course, I'm not your financial advisor. I can only give you ideas and concepts to think about or do more research on. It's your responsibility to do your own research, and everybody's situation is a little bit different, but consider the following as just some general guidelines. First of all, I think that every person should have some just green cash, actually, a few thousand dollars in green cash for disruptions that are maybe not long-term disruptions, but disruptions that can take down ATMs or that could take down, you know, grocery store checkout lanes or gas station commerce might be down, let's say. And if it stays down for a few days, a lot of retailers would end up figuring out how to take cash. And with the ATMs not working, you know, cash would be king. You'd be able to buy whatever you wanted as long as you had cash. And, you know, frankly, even though the dollar is collapsing, it will still be recognized probably for some period of time in many different collapse scenarios. Now, if the dollar itself totally collapses to zero, then obviously you're going to lose the value of all that. That's why I say maybe just have a few thousand dollars in green cash, you know, enough to buy gas or groceries or to pay somebody for transportation or, you know, whatever you need. Just basic living supplies. It's good to have some cash around. Now, if the collapse goes on for a longer period of time, and it's a good way to look at this is to think about the timeline here. Let's say that the banks don't work for a week. Well, people are going to start freaking out for sure, especially if the food stamps don't work for a week and if credit cards don't work for a whole week, let's say, I mean, just 1 week, then people are going to start turning to other forms of barter or trade or asset representation. And that's when you're going to see people using things like silver, for example. You'll have junk silver that will start to appear, so-called junk silver or constitutional silver. This will start to appear with a lot of transactions and trade. You'll start to see maybe some gold being used, or maybe the gold backs, which are the small divisibility of gold. You know, you can trade a 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in the form of a gold back. You're going to see metals start to appear. And you'll probably see in some areas, depending on the state or the county or sort of the political leanings of wherever you are, you'll see farmers markets where more and more people start to take forms of gold and silver. Or you'll even see retailers, or eventually, if it gets bad enough, you'll see governments start to accept gold and silver as payment for, let's say, you know, tax burdens and things like that. Pay your property taxes in gold coins, you know? In fact, some states already recognize gold and silver as legal tender. In Wyoming, for example, you can pay your property tax in gold, you know, if you're crazy enough to do that. I mean, why would you want to get rid of your gold, right? It's better to pay in fiat and keep the gold, but you could technically pay in gold because it's recognized as legal tender by the state. So, and this is true, I think, across five states. I don't know the exact number, maybe more, maybe a lot more will quickly recognize precious metals in a collapse, but the people will recognize gold and silver because, you know, it's the universal money. Everybody knows that gold is money. And silver is also money. I think more and more people are becoming aware of that. And so anything that contains gold also has intrinsic value, which dollars do not have. So make sure you've got, I would suggest looking at a decent supply of silver rounds, that's 1 ounce silver coins, a decent supply of junk silver, which is the 90% silver, quarters, dimes, nickels, and so on, and half dollars. They're all pre-1965, I believe. I would have a decent supply of those. I would have some gold coins. And then I would also look at gold backs to add to the complement here so that you have very divisible forms of gold. Now, on top of that, for barter items, I would have ammunition. I think the most common ammo rounds are clearly 9mm and also 22 long rifle, which is a utilitarian, very small round that's used, you know, by gardeners and farmers and rural types of settings, you know, to shoot rabbits and whatever, things like that, or coyotes or varmint shooting, I suppose. 9mm is the universal handgun round. It's also used in a lot of carbine rifles. And then, of course, 5.56 or the AR-15 round is also going to be a very common round that would be widely recognized. And then there are other types of ammo, 40 caliber or 45 ACP or other rifle rounds like, you know, 7.62 by 51mm NATO rounds or 7.62 by 39mm AK-47 rounds, whatever. All these common rounds are going to have very good recognizable value, including shotgun shells, 12 gauge, 10 gauge, even 20 gauge. They're going to have recognizable value. So it's a good idea to have those things. And then in terms of medicine, it's great to have iodine. Iodine is a very valuable barter item, especially if nukes start getting dropped on people. You'll be able to trade iodine for all kinds of things because it'll be in such high demand and the supplies in the free market will be totally wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima, by the way. You couldn't get iodine anywhere. And some people were price gouging on eBay and charging like $600 for iodine that a week earlier was like $12 or something. But apparently some people were paying it. They're just so desperate. You know, if there's nuclear fallout and you need iodine, it's kind of like, well, some people will pay almost anything to get it. Now, we won't be price gouging. We'll just be selling iodine at the normal price, but that means it's going to be sold out almost instantly. So if you want to get iodine now, just go to healthrangerstore.com if you want to support us. We have lab-tested nascent iodine, which is a really pure form, very bioavailable form. You can get it now while we have supplies. You won't be able to get it after World War III starts. You won't be able to get it from anywhere, much less, you know, in that kind of quantity. I also think it's important to have sanitation solutions, such as chlorine dioxide. And chlorine dioxide is made by a company called Safrax, Safrax.com. They sell pouches of 500 tablets. You throw one tablet into a bucket of water, and it makes instant chlorine dioxide solution in the water, which has, you know, 1,000 uses. It's really incredible. And that bag of 500, the last time I checked, it was selling for just $30. It's an incredible deal. It's the best deal imaginable of making chlorine dioxide, and it's in a dry tablet storable form that's also very portable. You can put some in a bug out bag, for example. And that stuff kills COVID. I'm talking about topical surface treatments, you know, to treat surfaces, countertops, doorknobs, hospital rooms, emergency surgical rooms, to treat even wounds in an emergency medicine situation. They use it in third world countries all the time. Not just third world countries, they use it all over the place. This stuff kills COVID, it kills E. coli, it kills all kinds of, you know, germs and all kinds of bacteria and fungi, and it kills algae and mold spores and just about everything you can imagine that might be, you know, a threat in terms of germs and so on. So it's really handy for all those things. I would definitely have some of that on hand, plus the usual povidone, iodine, hydrogen peroxide, isopropyl alcohol. What else would be good? Oh yeah, grapefruit seed extract, GSE. I interviewed Nathan Jones. He's the founder of the Clear company, X-L-E-A-R, that uses xylitol in a nasal spray. And what they use as kind of an antibacterial preservative, you could say, in their solution is grapefruit seed extract, GSE. Not to be confused with grape seed extract, by the way. Those are two different things. Grapefruit seed extract, GSE, if you have that in a nasal spray, especially with xylitol, the scientific evidence shows that that stops COVID. That will stop, it blocks the receptor sites, it blocks infections of respiratory germs. So if you're afraid of influenza, if you're afraid of the next pandemic, let me tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have the clear xylitol nasal spray with the grapefruit seed extract. I'm going to be spraying my nasal passages several times a day, especially if I'm going to go out and interact with anybody, you know, just to keep the nasal passages safely cleared and you know, clean of germs. So what's the value of that in the middle of a pandemic? You know, priceless, right? Priceless. And right now you can buy those xylitol sprays for like, I think like $10 each on Amazon. Just search for X-L-E-A-R if you want to check those out. Oh, by the way, they're not a sponsor or anything, but we do have sponsors in the realm of gold and silver. So if you want to get gold and silver coins, check out our sponsor. It's the Treasure Island Company at metalswithmike.com. And if you want to get gold backs, which have real gold embedded in the polymer layers, go to verifiedgoldbacks.com and you'll see our lab test there. And then we earn a small percentage off those sales that helps support our platform and our work. And then for the other things I mentioned, like iodine, you can get that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, getting back to the finance area here, should you hold stocks? Should you be in the stock market? Well, remember what David Webb has warned about with the great taking, that you don't really own those stocks. I mean, they're not in your name. So it might look like you have those stocks on the screen because you can log in and there it is. Oh, I see my shares on the screen. It's all digital. But when that brokerage house goes bankrupt or there's a great financial reset, it turns out those stocks are not in your name. And even your bank can have a bail-in, which means the bank assumes control over your assets. Suddenly, your deposit becomes the bank's deposit and you become a creditor to the bank with a claim, but stand in line. You know, there's 10,000 other creditors that also have claims, but the bank went bankrupt because they invested too much in commercial real estate loans and the CRE market went belly up and now they're bankrupt and the FDIC has run out of money to bail people out because the dollar's collapsing, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't trust money in the banks. I don't trust money in stocks unless they're in my name. There is a service I've heard about. I've not used it, but there's a service that caters to the tech industry where you can buy tech stocks and then you can have them transferred to your name where you actually hold the stock shares. I regret that I don't recall the name of who that is, but there is a company out there that does that. So if you wanted to hold stocks for the long term, like you wanted to buy Apple or whatever, which is probably overpriced anyway, and you want to hold Apple for 10 years and actually have the stocks with your name on it, there's a way to do that. But almost nobody does that. People buy stocks and they let the brokerage house hold it and own it. And those people are going to get left high and dry when this whole system comes, you know, crumbling down. So let's review. You want to have assets that are real, that are physical, that are in your possession when things hit the fan. Gold and silver, obviously. Probably gold and silver are going to be represented at higher and higher dollar prices, but I'm not a speculator. I don't encourage you to speculate in silver or gold. What's really happening is the dollar's losing value. Gold and silver are basically just holding their value, but some people believe, Peter Schiff and so on, say that gold will be multiples of its current price within the next 5 years. Is that going to happen for sure? No, nothing's for sure. And there's a lot of manipulation of gold and silver prices. So I don't buy gold and silver to speculate with the hopes of somehow swapping it back out for more dollars. I don't want dollars. I get gold and silver because I want to have the gold and silver. And someday, if necessary, I could use the gold, I could use the silver to buy things that I need, like land or a vehicle or a house or, you know, diesel fuel or whatever, or firearms or ammunition. You know, gold and silver will have value to be traded for other things that have value as well. Now, I have the same attitude about crypto. Do you know that I own a little bit of Bitcoin and I have some Monero as well and a few other crypto coins? Do you know that I've never sold crypto for fiat? Not once in my life. I've not done that. I have swapped one crypto for another crypto, but when I put funds into crypto, I intend on keeping it in crypto. I'm not a speculator. I think that's a very shallow, narcissistic viewpoint of crypto anyways. Like, let's buy crypto and get in so we can sell it for more fiat dollars. It's like, you're not, you don't have the right attitude. I mean, what happened to the cypherpunk mentality here? We're supposed to get out of the mainstream money system and get into crypto and use crypto to buy, sell, and trade and gift each other and tip each other and things like that. So when I buy crypto, I stay in crypto. Now, someday after the collapse of the dollar, if there's a whole new currency, like maybe Texas launches its own new currency, like Texas Longhorn Bucks or whatever, and they say, oh, well, you can get Texas Longhorn Bucks. You could buy them with Bitcoin. At that moment, would I possibly sell Bitcoin for the new Texas currency? Maybe. Maybe if the price is good, I might, because then I can use that as a new currency and help promote the economy of Texas. But I'm absolutely not selling Bitcoin for dollars. Dollars are junk. Dollars are toilet paper. Dollars are worthless, or about to be worthless. Right now, I wouldn't keep anything in dollars if I could help it. Unfortunately, I have to have a certain amount in there to meet payroll and pay vendors and all kinds of things like that, pay utilities and property taxes. I got to use dollars, so we have to have a certain amount of dollars. But if we got rid of dollars and could pay all those other things in something else like Bitcoin, I would end my relationship with dollars just like that. No need for dollars. But anyway, these are some things to ponder, okay? Just as a disclaimer, this is not financial advice. I can't personalize this advice to you. I don't know your challenges or your limitations or your risk appetite or your age or what have you. But think about these things. Think about what's appropriate for you. Where is your portfolio kind of weak? Where could you shore up some of this and strengthen your position and be more resilient and ready for what's coming? That's the real question. So take this as research advice. Do more digging. Learn more. Get good help from qualified people. Make your own decisions and take action. Because I think the days of the dollar are numbered. And I think our banking system is not going to function as currently structured for very much longer either. It's sad to say. So we'll see. Just be safe. Think of it as an insurance policy. Be safe and be ready for things to fall apart, because that seems to be the direction where we're headed. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and also naturalnews.com. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations. So it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site. We do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here, this is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real. It's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 100 and, what was it, typically 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory, and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first, you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool, and then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet-looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got. From a low of 102.89% or 101.96%, that's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful that people instantly love. They recognize this. They see, wow, that's gold. And they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Gold backs are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase gold backs and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, you're like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com and we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick and it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the Goldback Company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.